Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AWAYISLAND.com.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week, and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you as your soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Lost and Loved. It was a windy day on Awe Island. the leaves on the trees spun right off their branches and onto the sidewalk of Brittany Love's neighborhood. Some kids were outside flying kites and zipping around on their scooters, but Brittany was staying inside to play. Today, Brittany planned on having a fancy, pretend dinner party with all her toy friends. Every toy would get a place at the table, a toy plate and cup, and a napkin to wipe their faces after they pretend ate. Brittany's dad was even going to make cookies for all of them. Brittany had dolls and stuffed animals, toy dishware, and even a little toy kitchen. Brittany's dad, Mr. Love, liked getting her fun toys. He always took care to choose toys he knew Brittany would enjoy, and he never forgot to say goodbye to her favorites before he went to work. Brittany herself wanted to look extra nice for her pretend dinner party. She went into her closet and put on her favorite light blue dress and tied up her hair with a blue ribbon. Brittany thought her brown curls looked so pretty in light blue. After getting herself ready, Brittany skipped over to the little table her dad had made for her. She set the table with the toy dishware and napkins. The napkins were really her dad's handkerchiefs, but in Brittany's mind, they made perfect toy-sized napkins. Then she set all her dolls and plush animals in their spots around the table. She brushed the doll's hair and dressed up her teddy bear in a cute little outfit. Taking a final look, she straightened everyone's bow ties and ribbons. But as she reviewed her pretend dinner guests, she stopped and gasped. She had almost forgotten her favorite toy, Mr. Mittens, the plush toy kitten. Brittany had had Mr. Mittens since she was a tiny baby. He was the first toy she ever had. "Excuse me, everyone. Dinner will start soon," Brittany said to her toy guests. She quickly ran over to her dark blue toy box and dug around for Mr. Mittens. She found lots of blocks and a jump rope and a few other miscellaneous small toys, but she didn't find Mr. Mittens. Next, Brittany looked on her bed. Brittany sometimes liked to sleep with Mr. Mittens. Brittany looked under the covers and pillows, but still couldn't find the little stuffed kitten. Brittany scratched her chin. Where else could Mr. Mittens be? She asked herself. Brittany looked under her bed, under the little table where her dinner party was gathered, and all through the drawers of her bureau. But there was no sign of Mr. Mittens. "Daddy! Daddy!" Brittany called while holding the railing as she went down the stairs. "What is it, sweetie?" Mr. Love asked from the kitchen. "Have you seen Mr. Mittens?" Brittany asked as she entered the kitchen. "It's almost time for the dinner party, but I can't find him," Brittany said. "No, honey, I haven't seen Mr. Mittens in a while," Mr. Love said as he continued his baking. "Oh," Brittany said. Brittany looked around at the big kitchen, starting to feel a little sad. She decided to go back upstairs again to keep looking for her little stuffed animal. Re-entering her bedroom, Brittany called out, "Mr. Mittens!" But of course, Mr. Mittens couldn't answer. Brittany went into her closet and took out everything that wasn't Mr. Mittens. but even when the closet was empty, she couldn't find Mr. Mittens. Thinking as hard as she could about where she had seen her toy last, Brittany put everything back in the closet. Thinking back, she realized she actually couldn't remember the last time she had seen Mr. Mittens. Brittany sat down on the floor. She looked around her room again. There was no sign of Mr. Mittens anywhere, and Brittany was out of ideas. "Daddy," Brittany called. "Daddy, I can't find Mr. Mittens." Mr. Love came up the stairs and walked into Brittany's room. He sat down on the floor next to Brittany and gave her a hug. "Oh, honey," Mr. Love said. "You know, sometimes we lose the things we love, and sometimes we can't get them back. But that doesn't mean that we've lost any of the love we had for them. You still love Mr. Mittens, even if he's gone, right? You can be sad that you lost him, but you need to remember all the love you two shared when he was with you," Mr. Love said. "But he just disappeared, Daddy. I don't know where he went," Brittany said. "I looked everywhere." "If you've looked everywhere already, Brittany, then you've done the best you can," Mr. Love said. "I want you to notice something." Mr. Love pointed to all the other toys sitting at the little dinner table. "Your other toy friends are all waiting for you," Mr. Love said. "I'm sure Mr. Mittens would want you to have your dinner party, even if he isn't there," he added. Brittany looked at the table where all her dolls and stuffed animal friends were sitting. They all had beautiful, shiny eyes and little smiles sewn or drawn on their faces. As she looked at her other beloved toys, Brittany didn't feel quite as sad about losing Mr. Mittens. It was true. She had many cute and soft toy friends who were happy to enjoy a little pretend dinner party with her. Brittany gave her dad a big hug. She felt better after their talk. Her dad picked up Brittany off the floor and gave her lots of kisses on her cheek. Brittany giggled, feeling grateful that she had her dad to help her feel better whenever she felt upset. Then Brittany had a thought. "Daddy, will you sit in Mr. Mittens' spot?" she said. "I think he'd like me to give his spot to you." Mr. Love gave Brittany a big smile. Then he said in a silly voice,
"It would be my pleasure, my dear Brittany."
Brittany giggled and said, "We've got to get you dressed up for dinner then." Brittany helped her dad get ready. She had him sit in front of her mirror so she could tie up his locked hair into a nice ponytail. She found a purple bow tie in her closet and helped him clip it onto his shirt. Brittany looked in the mirror at the reflection of her dad in his purple bow tie and herself in her light blue dress. She smiled broadly. She loved how fancy she and her dad looked. Then she helped her dad bring the cookies and tea up from the kitchen. They set out the cookies on the toy plates, and Brittany carefully poured some tea in her little toy teacups so everyone could have a nice, fancy drink. Then, Mr. Love, Brittany, and all their toy guests enjoyed a nice snack of cookies together. Mr. Love did lots of funny voices to make it seem like the toys were fancy dinner party guests, making Brittany laugh and laugh. After they finished eating, Brittany and Mr. Love cleaned up. They washed off the toy dishes and dried them so that Brittany could put them away. As she put her toys away in her toy chest, Brittany thought about Mr. Mittens. She had so many good memories with him, and she loved him very much. But it was okay to let him move on to wherever he was headed next. He had been well loved during his time with Brittany. That night, Brittany changed into her pajamas. She changed a couple of her dolls and her teddy bear into their pajamas too. She put them in the soft corner of her bed where she had light blue and purple pillows for her little friends to sleep on. Mr. Love reminded Brittany to brush her teeth and put on her blue silk bonnet so that her hair would be nice and smooth for school tomorrow. Brittany yawned and climbed into bed. She stretched before her dad tucked her in. Brittany snuggled into bed and started to think of all the things she had to be grateful for. Brittany was grateful for all the nice toys her dad had gotten for her over the years. Brittany took one of her fluffy friends, a little teddy bear, and hugged him tightly. She took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Brittany was grateful for her dad for making sure she was feeling okay after losing Mr. Mittens. Brittany took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Brittany was starting to feel nice and cozy. Her pillow felt like her own little cloud. Finally, Brittany was grateful for Mr. Mittens. Even though he was gone now, Mr. Mittens had made Brittany very happy for many years. And he still made her happy now, just by thinking about him. Brittany took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And she fell asleep with a smile, dreaming of dining with her dad and her toy friends. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.